the 2014 Boyer Lectures, The Promise of Science, A Vision of Hope, by Suzanne Corey. The audio for this recording is taken from the broadcasts on Radio National.
I'd like to begin by challenging you all. Try to count the number of times that you might have died if it were not for medical science. Have you ever had an ear infection? I had so many when I was a baby, and I woke up in terrible pain. I can still remember those visits to the doctors. Without antibiotics, I could have developed a deadly brain infection. Have you had polio, tetanus, or measles vaccines? Without immunization, any of these diseases could have killed you. Are you in remission after a successful course of cancer treatment? Are you still counting? I think you'd have to agree with me that we're extremely fortunate to be living in a time of unprecedented healthcare. In ancient Egypt, Babylon, and Greece, the average life expectancy was around 30. And this did not change in Europe for a further 25 centuries. Today, Australian boys can expect to live until they're almost 80, and girls until they're 84. This dramatic change is thanks to medical science. How much further can it go? Can we expect or afford continued improvement? Today, I want to very briefly consider where medical science has come from and where it's heading, drawing out implications not only for health, but also for the economy.